cup, you sip hot tea. Mindless music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now how are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till
it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Gentlemen, quick run to the mic here. Hectic day, hectic week, a little bit of a new speaker here. In fact, a new speaker. I don't like to use headphones, I'm sorry, but I do have playback here on my low-frequency speaker, 2 watts, enough to get me to hear what I'm talking about, what you're talking about, or what my guests are talking about. So, in any event, did all of this, electrical work, new lighting, and so on and so forth, besides all of the other usual amenities of life. So here we are. We're on the air now, the 23rd of September. Hopefully you people hear me well, and we're going to bring up once again a friend from the previous program that we did. But before I do that, first things first. Yeah, today is the 23rd of September, and at the end of the program, we have time. We're going to play a little audio of a YouTube channel that I thought was summating pretty well what is going to happen in parts tonight in the sky. Signs in the Heavens, as it's called, from God's Word in Revelation 12. But I'd just like to give some thanks now again to God himself, the Father, Yahweh, for once again making me survive another tumultuous week, and all of us as well, those of you who are still with us from last week, well, thank you for staying with us and listening, feedback, and on it goes. There's been a lot going on, nothing out of the ordinary. Pretty much there's nothing new under the sun, as it says in the scriptures, and we are we're basically wending our way through the cycles of historical rehash, if you will, revisiting history over and over. And one man said a long time ago, if there is nothing we learn from history, it's that we learn nothing from history, or something like that, right? Or something like, if we learn anything from history, it's that we don't learn. All right, well, Pat Shannon was with us last week, and he's going to be right with us today as well. And Pat is going to bring us up to date on many of the things that we hadn't had a chance to talk about last time when he was with us last week. So I want to bring him up right now. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you. Can you hear me?
Well, I can hear you loud and clear. And
all right.
Good thing, too.
I can't trust this Skyper every week. It comes and goes.
Well, we know that. We know that. But that's all right. We do have ways around it. And, God always provides a way here. We always wind up getting heard one way or another, except on very rare occasions. And I figure maybe we shouldn't be heard that way. Maybe we should rerun programs, certainly, from time to time. But anyway, it's good to have you back. And
thank you.
I know that we did a lot of discussion about historical propaganda, revisionism, and the like, the last time you were here, and I think we had a great response, to you, and quite a bit of thank yous, tip of the hats from many of our listeners. So we thought we'd bring you back again for an extended run, as they say. So, all right, where do we begin this week? There's so many things that need to be talked about. I'll let you give us the first thing that has been on your mind all week, Pat Shannon.
Oh, wow. Of course, the money issue, the legal tender being the modern-day root of all evil, is on my mind every day. And it's one we explained a lot last week. The general public does not understand what's been done to them and to us. But also the fake news. For years, as I said last week, I've been preaching about fake news for 40 years. But I didn't realize how widespread it was until the last year when Trump got in and began to expose so many things. And with the power of the legal tender to control, that's what we have gradually seen done to us. And as I say, over the past year, discovering how controlled the news media are, and then with the power of legal tender, you control the investigative agencies, as we have seen with the FBI in the past year, you can just about get away with anything.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And they have gotten away with a lot in over a century in this particular modern history era. Prior to that, another century and probably three or four centuries of a lot of skullduggery, a lot of deception wars that were bankster wars, had nothing to do with the ostensible reasons given for those wars. And today, it is nothing different. It is just more vicious, more cruel, more technologically advanced, and it is ever more, shall we say, truthless. It is pure disinfo, pure propaganda, and we're seeing it now with wars today that, again, are being threatened or planned for the benefit of the Cosa Nostra mob in Jerusalem. And, Trump's address at the UN, so to speak, was in itself an abomination, because here he was addressing the very body that denies God, that was created by people like Alger Hiss, Soviet spies, as an atheist avenue for bringing about man's best hope for peace. Man's best hope is the United Nations globalist one worldist agenda. So there was Donald Trump speaking like the pompous, pumpkin faced oracle of duplicity that he was. And essentially what he did, in the words of some of our people, I've read some commentary that they had to turn it off after 5 minutes, and it was like 44 minutes of pablum. All he was doing was reiterating the stories that Papa Bush gave us, the same agenda, Baby Bush, and again, Mr. Obama. It was the same one-world approach to creating an end to war. While threatening retaliation, if we are attacked, we're also talking peace in our time. And, it eluded most, of course, of the independent observers, but it came across to me quite clearly, Pat.
Did you hear what Netanyahu said about that speech?
Yes, it was absolutely wonderful. He said that couldn't have been better. I couldn't have written it better myself.
All right, and he said the best in the last 35 years or so ever heard at the United Nations. That's why I've never listened to it. That convinced me I wasn't one worth hearing.
Well, I think we were the first ones here on RBN to let the cat out of the bag. It's all a script. It's all one big, massive hoax. The fact that we can get this body of people across the world come together, make it look as if all we're trying to do is create a more peaceful world, and yet, since the lead-in to World War I, all we've seen is nothing but war. Like Dan Smoot observed this many years ago. He says, isn't it interesting that the very people who are calling for world peace and world government are the same ones who are calling for worldwide war? And I often thought of that, and I said, yeah, that is quite interesting. I wonder why.
I was reminded of that with Lyndon Johnson's trick back in August, I think it was the 4th of 64, when he pulled off the Gulf of Tonkin hoax and got us into Vietnam. And, we lose 58,000 men over that. And over what? Except for it being a bankster's war? In fact, I believe that there are about a half a dozen different motives on why JFK had to be taken out by the enemy or by the deep state. But I think the number one reason was when he really signed his death warrant was when he began to order those advisors home by Christmas, and all of them home by Christmas of 64. When he was pulling out of Vietnam, I believe that's when they decided that was the straw that broke the camel's back for the enemy. They had to take him out. And I remember in the 64 election that Goldwater was running, and they had all those, you're old enough to remember these, but a lot of you're
old.
All those anti-Goldwater ads were run by the Democrats, much as we saw against Trump last year. But, you know, one of the things was that, you know, they showed him with his hand on the trigger and the atom bomb. And, he wants us to go to bomb Vietnam. 1 year later, after Johnson got reelected, or I should say elected the first time, we had 500,000 men in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A lot of scare tactics. And George Romney was there, too. You know, Mitt Romney's father was one of those who was the rip on Republicans at the time, preparing those ads on television showing the mushroom cloud and what would happen if Goldwater were elected president.
Yeah.
Now, I remember seeing that. And you know what? At the time, I was a little baby. I was a young man, and I didn't know any better. And the only one in my family who actually said he would vote for Goldwater was a man that we sort of he was like a black sheep in the family for reasons that I don't have to get into today. But in fact, he was right. He voted for Goldwater, and we were all led astray. Even I and my parents thought, well, we have to vote for Lyndon Johnson, you know, because we wouldn't want to see a Vietnam War, and we wouldn't want to see it explode into a mushroom cloud. You know, the expressions that were used were very common then.
Mm-hmm. People were frightened. You know, your mention of George Romney, excuse me, reminded me of a little known story for people who have not read Kathy O'Brien's book. And Kathy O'Brien lost her husband a week before last, I guess it was now. And they had written the book together, Transformation of America. Do you know that story at all?
I've heard of it, but no, I am not familiar with any of the details.
Well, Kathy O'Brien was born in 57, and in 65, when she was 8 years old, her father was a poor dirt farmer from Michigan, and she was sold into slavery at age 8. And her first experience with this pedophile-laden Washington, D.C., was Gerald Ford and George Romney at Romney's cabin in northern Michigan. She's 8 years old. And you have to understand that I interviewed Kathy. This is all goes back 20 years ago when their book came out, Trance, T-R-A-N-C-E, Transformation of America. And it's all about the MK Ultra program. And in 65, after that incident, she was sold to Robert Byrd. Senator Byrd from West Virginia was her handler. And that was some years later. It wasn't when she was 8 years old. It might have been when she turned 18. But nevertheless, she became what they call a presidential model. And she explained to me the way they are captured and controlled mentally is with a stun gun. And they put a stun gun over the eye of either side, with one barrel on the forehead and the other barrel on the cheek. And they fire at that time, I think it was only 150,000 volts. Those things are really much, you know, more powerful today, 20 times. But this stuns them into a semi-conscious trauma. And with that traumatic experience, the mind then becomes a recording machine. And she said to me, she said, for instance, do you remember where you were when JFK was killed? And I said, I certainly do. I remember every detail. The people were there, where I was traveling up from New Orleans to Jackson. I went to my friend's apartment. I walked in the apartment at 12:45, and so one of my buddies said, hey, somebody just shot Kennedy. And I remember in detail. She said that's because it was a minor but nevertheless traumatic experience for you and the other Americans. And you say that times 100, and that's what you get with the stun gun. Now, the presidential model was then sent around, and this is Kathy at age 18 to about 30, that she was sent to, well, for instance, to spend a weekend with King Saud in Saudi Arabia or some of the other world leaders. And she didn't have to have a pencil and paper or a tape recorder because her mind could record in detail. And she, when she would come back, she could then recite a verbatim the conversation she had had. She knew which questions to ask because she had been pre-fed them. And it's a very, very clever way that the CIA has developed its spy machine. And she, of course, was not the only one. But the problem that the deep state has with these people when they become about 30 years old, they begin somehow to wake up, slip out. They become a little bit dangerous to the deep state, and they begin to do away with them. How are we getting close to a break?
Yeah, in a few moments.
Okay, well, let me pick this up after the break is over, because I want to go pick something up off my shelf and give you some your audience some more details on this situation, because it's totally frightening of what they're able to do with people. But consequently, knowing this, I began to then to understand the Oswalds, or at least the second one, the first one, I should say, Lee. I began to understand Tim McVeigh and these others who are set up. Sirhan, who couldn't even remember the last 2 hours of the Kennedy situation on in June the 4th of 1968 at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles, because he was already under hypnosis. These become the cast-offs, as you well know. But we didn't know it until recent years, because it had been going on since the 40s and developed very well in the 50s when the man named Olson was murdered in New York City. Allegedly dived out the 12-story window in New York. But he was about to blow the whistle on this situation, and they had to kill him. Anyway, the list goes on. And for one of the obvious ones to me in 79, though it wasn't obvious in 79, but the case of John Lennon's killer. Mm-hmm. And there was a book out that called Who Killed John Lennon? And it was very, very well put together. But here we discover then, or the author had, that there was a whole lost day in Mark Chapman's life. He left Honolulu. Lennon was killed on December the 8th, and he left on the 4th. And on the 6th, he went from Honolulu to Chicago on the 4th. And on the 6th, he flew from Chicago to New York. But the whole December the 5th is missing in his whole itinerary. There's nothing there. Mm-hmm. And, well, we know where
it was. It was just a day off.
Yeah, he did. He took it off with a guy named Jolly West. You remember that name?
Yes.
Well, Jolly West was the one that was programming him in Chicago. And, of course, I can tell you some other people that I have interviewed with over the years. Various cases where Jolly West appears, just as he did in Indiana, Terre Haute with Tim McVeigh.
Well, it certainly goes a span of many decades. As you say, the 40s became particularly, key citadel or the actual cornerstone of a massive disinfo operation because of World War II and what led up to it. So we have all of the propaganda machinery with Hollywood, again, being a prime example of the extension of that net, if you will, of control. Without the media and the motion picture industry and television to come, you could not captivate the minds of the American public to follow whatever it was you wanted them to believe or follow. That's essential, to have the media program the brain, program the mind, and do exactly what Hitler was claimed to have said about the Jews. And that is, they lie often enough, and they say it with believability. All right, we'll continue with Pat Shannon again, folks. We'll be back in just a few.
Folks, We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
All right, we are back today, folks. Rick Adams with you, and Pat Shannon is back again talking about many of the issues that you'd like to hear him talk about. He's been a mainstay here on RBN for a long time, and we were just talking about the Disinformation Network, Pat, and Operation Mockingbird, and the other, if you will, excuse me, avenues of control from deep state into media to make sure that any potential opposition would be basically thrown off the road. And we saw that even in the 80s, and we saw Ted Turner, what happened with him and what his ambitions were, and they were all soured, and then he was selling out to the enemy as well, so that CNN became what it became. It went bankrupt, essentially, once again taken over, back and forth, and it became basically a bouncing ball for control, where the Cosa Nostra basically runs it totally, as well as all the other major media in America today. So, had we known the truth then, had we had another network then, that people like Joe Kennedy wanted to start, as you know, we might have had a chance. We might have had the opportunity to expose the lies that had led us into our own destruction. But as we know, that too was sort of nipped in the bud, and the people that are in control can use blackmail, extortion, murder, double kill, whatever it is that they're exposed, at their disposal to be able to bring about this end result, which is to build this synagogue of Satan, one world global control grid. itself. But yeah, go ahead, continue.
Well, I as I say, I was brought to the whole situation was brought to mind this week when I learned that Mark Phillips had died.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm not sure of Mark's age. He was around 70. I know that he was the one, though, that had actually rescued Kathy O'Brien. He was kind of undercover with the Department of Defense, and I forget now how they were brought together, but he recognized her symptoms. And he realized, he knew more about this than the average Joe in D.C., and he realized that she was nearing the age of 30, and that was usually assassination time for such presidential models. And he quit his job and escaped with her and took her to Alaska. And they hid out there for a couple of years, and that's when they began to put together the book Transformation of America. And one of the most impressive things about, by the way, Hillary Clinton is exposed in there, how she was thrown together with him and some of the more disgusting pedophilia things that we wouldn't even want to go into on this wholesome show. But Kathy was the one that educated me the most on what's really going on behind the scenes. And, you know, just as people, when the news media are totally, totally controlled, as we have seen so much of in the last year, then the American people are just deceived. And I have it on my dashboard on my computer, the famous words of, let me pull that up. Where is he? William Casey. He says, "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believes is false." And that was William Casey, Reagan's CIA director in 1981. He told his CIA boys at his very first meeting there that quote. And wow, that is so obvious today with all the stuff that we have been fed. What can be believed? Once again, the power of the media. So this is how they were keeping it under wraps. And as I've said before, I covered so many federal trials in the 90s and 2000s, and watched these FBI agents lie under oath, knowing they were lying. I knew they were lying, and totally getting away with it. And the Montana Freeman situation was one of the most blatant to me. But
sure. You remember the Gordon Call situation as well. The old Spotlight wrote about it many times.
Yeah, well, I probably wrote more about the Gordon Call case than anyone. Because I did a series in Media Bypass magazine, and then I did a series about several years later in American Free Press, much the same information but different audience. And for those who don't know, Gordon Call was a so-called he was an illegal tax protester because he was protesting an illegal tax.
All right, hang on to that. We want to get back to guys like.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting and a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, and should remind you that Pat Shannon, of course, has his own website. He's editor of the site www.innaworldreport.com. And INA is not INA, it's INI, World Report, one word. .com. Okay, so visit his site. You see all of the interesting quite revealing articles that he has up on the site, as well as some of the things that have been published all over the place in the Barnes Review and so forth. Also, while I'm at it, let me mention our friend Andrew Carrington Hitchcock and his interviews and his site, Talk Radio at its Best in the UK. And of course, that's AndrewCarringtonHitchcock.com radio. And one of the guests I see he's got coming up, of course, is James Back, who I remember in the 1990s had written that book on World War II propaganda and the war in Europe that was never brought up, and that was Other Losses, his book Other Losses, that he came, received a lot of criticism for because he was bringing out truth. He was bringing out facts that weren't quite convenient for the war machine. All right. We're back again, Pat, and go right ahead. Continue with what we were just talking about. You had some great points.
Well, Mark Phillips, as I say, rescued Kathy, and that's how the book came about.
Yeah.
And, it all came back to mind this week. I haven't seen them in a couple of decades, but I did spend a night at their house twice over in Alabama and collected all kinds of information and papers, but mostly I learned mostly from talking to her about her personal experiences. Anyhow, in the book Transformation of America, I don't sell it, but I can't recommend it highly enough, that she has indicted all kinds of highfalutin Washington folks. And let's say, Rick, that you were in this book, and all kinds of lies were told about you. You never even met Kathy O'Brien, but yet now she's saying that she ran away with you because of this, that, and the other, and she spent the weekend doing this and learning that and with you, and accused you of all kinds of sexual perversion, and it wasn't true. How long would it take you to sue?
Well, that's a good question. Very probably very quickly, I would imagine I would, yeah.
Well, she has named more than 100 bigwigs in Washington, the governor of Tennessee, some baseball, Major League Baseball heroes. And personally, she's named them in the book, Hillary Clinton, of course, and her bisexuality. And they turned this information over to 400 newspapers, magazines, and other news media outlets.
Yeah, yeah.
Not one of them ever reported it, and not one person has ever sued.
That's very true, and I've seen that in a number of instances, like Frank Capel, his book on Henry Kissinger, Soviet agent, very similar distribution, had all of the documentation going back to ODRA, the spy ring for the OSS, working for the Soviets and the Germans, and then happening to be a Soviet Bolshevik double agent, now become Secretary of State. They took down Nixon, but he emerges as the hero of this whole administration effort. I mean, Vietnam, the sellout of Vietnam, which is in the news, as you know, lately. We'll get into that. All of these things are just, you know, they're not happenstance. They're not just by accident that they all line up perfectly. Now, we could see a hand, the hidden hand of tyranny, as we have seen, you know, in the Rosenthal interview and others as well. Frank Britton, of course, in the Bolshevik Revolution and what happened in Russia, all of the same key players that transferred themselves all over to the United States in the post-Wilson and post-Warren Harding era, when they started really amassing power in government. So anyway, yes, that's very true what you say about Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. Just another example.
Well, anyway, I was quite surprised and saddened this week to hear that Mark Phillips passed away. I have not reached Kathy yet. I sent her an email of condolence, but I would like to give her a phone call and find out what happened. But I haven't gotten to do that yet. Maybe I'll do that today.
Okay, very good. I just stumbled on the Vietnam thing, as you know, with Mr. Ken Bernstein's production. What is it, on PBS or something like that? A 10-part series on Vietnam. And I didn't watch any of it. I wouldn't probably watch any of it. But I do not expect what you would expect from any documentarian to be objective or, you know, in any way unbiased. From what I hear, it certainly did not disappoint people who are looking for lack of objectivity or objectivity in that regard. Have you any comments to make about that series on Vietnam?
Is this the repeat, or is this a new one?
No, I believe it's brand new, and it will be repeated, but no, this is a new one.
No,
like I said, I don't pay a lot of attention to that. My focus is on worldwide wars primarily, and disinformation in those, which led to all of these brushfire, no-win wars as a matter of consequence of interventionism, American imperialism and interventionism. But no, it's something that, you know, Burns has distinguished himself, Bernstein, as one of those propagandists, you know, one of the amen chorus for the wars of the past. And people like Tom Brokaw and others as well have capitalized on that type of work as well, of promoting the whole idea. Again, that Walter Cronkite, United World Federalists, and so forth. The bottom line is always we must come together to prevent another worldwide war like the ones that they said we had to become involved in.
Right, the ones that they're currently planning.
Yes.
Well, Burns, he's quite part of an establishment guy when it comes to media distortion and making a hero out of Abe Lincoln and that sort of stuff with his Civil War series.
About the
most enjoyable one for me is one that couldn't harm me, and that's the one he did on Major League Baseball. I enjoyed that.
Right. So anyhow, but Vietnam, we should talk about Vietnam from a factual point of view. And by that, I mean that, as you know, Michael Collins Pfeiffer in his books did address the issue, I think, quite aptly. As far as why the Vietnam War, we know the logical succession of the spread of communism in 1949 with Mao Zedong and Zhou Enlai and so forth. But he gave a very good, and we did interviews with Mike Pfeiffer before I even came to RBN, a local radio. And, in his books, I think he's, the Judas Goats in particular and others, he talks about Vietnam and how it was basically a distraction to a very large extent from what they were doing. The Synagogue of Satan, as I call them, was doing in the Middle East with regard to the 67 war and the stealing of more land through conquest, through war. So I thought that that aspect of it, of course, was never brought up by anybody except here on RBN and maybe a couple of other venues. Any comment?
Well, the whole thing was so phony to start with. McNamara and Lyndon Johnson pulling that thing off with the Gulf of Tonkin. That was just a total fabrication and a hoax in order to blame somebody for attacking the American ships. And then, as I say, next thing we know, there's 500,000 men over there. But it hasn't stopped. I mean, Bush Sr. did the same thing in 91, and Bush Jr. did the same thing in 03. Let's stop and think a second. They wanted to blame the 911 hoax on the Saudis, but yet it was an excuse to go into Iraq. Now, what is that deal? one country allegedly attacks, and so we go attack the other one that was the real enemy to start with. Well, it wasn't really an enemy. They had Saddam Hussein had already denounced the American dollar, was refusing to take it back in 01 for his oil anymore, and this was going to destroy the big boys financially. That was the motivation for destroying Iraq and, of course, murdering him. I think the same thing is brewing right now with Iran. But, who knows what's next on their agenda? I just pay attention to some of these generals who are whistleblowers and telling us what's really going on behind the scenes. And they probably have more accurate information than anyone else. But no.
All right. Regarding the Vietnam thing, though, you're right. I mean, the whole thing was a ruse, but Korea was also.
Yeah.
North Korea would never have ever happened had it not been for China. And China was created in Washington, D.C., and it came right out of the War Department. It was an act of betrayal of Chiang Kai-shek. Whatever people thought of Chiang Kai-shek, that was true or not true, was not the point. Mao Zedong was presented to the American public by the Moros and people like William S. Paley and others on CBS, NBC, as an agrarian reformer. Mao was a reformer, and Chiang Kai-shek was the most vile, dirty, dictatorial fascist on the face of the earth. So we had to defeat another Hitler. And we had to install Mao Zedong, unless you would accept a coalition government in communist mainland China, which had not gone communist.
I remember, now that you brought up Korea, some mathematician put together some facts and figures about 60 years ago, pointing out the folly of taking on the Chinese army in an infantry war, in a ground war. And he showed that you could take the Chinese army and capture them and march them off the cliff at four abreast, and you would never hit them all. It would take the next generation would be born before they eliminated the last.
That was, I think, the reason for the betrayal, is that you would have an armada, if you will, an army of foot soldiers, so that in these latter days you would see China be a very formidable foe of freedom in the world, the United States, that is the Chinese communists, who never really broke with their Comintern with the Soviet Russia going back to the 1930s. You would see the threat to America be external as well as internal, and it was all laid out as far as you know, the nose on your face. It couldn't have been more obvious that there was a pattern of betrayal here. And they all lined up, all of the cards lined up. As I said, Stimson himself was a proven liar. And basically, he came out in his own diary, which really hadn't been publicized until years later, is that we must maneuver the Japanese into firing the first shot at Pearl Harbor, but not suffer too devastating of consequences. And then they, as you know, they had the commission, the Warren Commission of that day, appointed by Roosevelt. And you had a sitting Supreme Court justice on there, Owen Roberts, who would play the role of cover-up. So you could see the hidden hand of tyranny way back in the 20s and 30s. And, you know, we could get into a lot more about Warren Harding and his opposition to the Bolsheviks and recognizing Soviet Russia, and Herbert Hoover himself, though a stooge, certainly officially opposed the recognition of communist Russia when Roosevelt did it in 1933. It was all deliberately laid out. The cards were on the table. And how can we complain now? Complain about North Korea, but North Korea was laid at the doorstep of American interventionism with China, communist China, the Yellow River, for instance. See?
Yep, I have nothing to add to that. I was enjoying that historical diatribe there. That's good. I'd forgotten that quote that you did about Roosevelt's Secretary of State. What was his name from Tennessee?
Henry Stimson.
Yeah. I have quoted that in the past and told that whole story in one of my books. But it all continues, as we've seen so much in the past year, especially in being exposed, and of course the media cover-ups. Another one. Is the murder, the absolute murder, not suicide, of Vince Foster. And, mm-hmm. I have lain in the same spot where Vince Foster's body was planted. I went there with a lawyer, Washington, D.C. lawyer, who was named John Clark, and Clark with an E, I always called him. And he was the defense attorney for a name I can't recall, but the man who stumbled on the scene that evening I believe it was July 19th of 93, I believe it was the 20th. The 19th was when they fired the FBI director the day before the murder. What a coincidence. But John Clark was the defender of this guy who, I met him at one of the hearings back in the 90s, but he had gone out and had a few beers after work and was driving home and going past Fort Marcy Park, which he was familiar with, headed north, and he had to relieve himself, and so he pulled in there, and there was his car with Arkansas plates, he noticed, that he parked next to. It was vacant. He went into the woods and did his business, and when he came out, there was a very intimidating individual standing next to this Arkansas vehicle, staring him down, and enough to where it frightened him. Well, not to worry too much, but of course the next day he hears the news that Vince Foster from Arkansas was, found dead out there at the other end of the park, and he then notices that he's being tailed by what turned out to be FBI agents and intimidated every day whenever he would be able to come out of his office or walking here, there, or yon. They were putting the old terror treatment on him. And finally, he hired Clark as an attorney. And this is when Clark really became interested in the case. And he pointed out many details to me, because we're talking about a few years later when the case was well over. But like about 01 or 02, and when I did a series on that, on his story on him in Media Bypass magazine. But Clark took me to the scene. He showed me how there was no blood at the spot, and they had actually taken Vince in through the back gate. He was already dead for sure, because there was no blood at the scene. Then the medical examiner gets it and finds two bullet holes Vince shot himself twice. Mm-hmm. And of course, there was no gun at the scene. The ambulance guys said there was no gun at the scene, but yet later they found one in Vince's hand, and they took a picture of it. So the whole thing just stinks to high heaven, but that's the sort of stuff, once again, you can get away with when you own the media. There's no investigative reporting, and there's no real investigation by the Federal Bureau of Investigation because you control it, too.
Yeah,
your turn.
I'm listening.
No, I said your turn.
I find it fascinating because much has been written about the Clintons and what they've been doing all of these years, and Murder Incorporated probably sums it up quite well. But break now, we'll come back, and we'll invite callers. Folks, you know the number, 800-313-9443. Got a question? Come right back with you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are returned to the airwaves here. Remember to support all of the sponsors that we have here on RBN, though they may be a lot fewer. You know, they're still loyalists, and we need to continue to keep them continuing at our facility because it's it. I mean, this is it, folks. You don't have any freedom any longer on any talk show station, corporate-owned, in this country. I mean, it's that simple. Television or radio, unless it's public access television and unless it's protected by the law of the land. We've been through that with our programs, and you know what it's all about here at RBN. You may not approve of everything. We don't agree on everything, obviously, but at least you have some voice here at RBN. So continue to donate and support our sponsorship here at the network. Okay, we're back, and I'd like to take some calls and bring up some people that would like to speak to you again, Pat, because we did have calls last week. Unfortunately, we ran out of time. So let's bring them up, 800-313-9443. And I think we have Russ, is it, in is it Minnesota right now? Come on up.
Yeah, I'm down here in southern Minnesota. I'm down here in southern Minnesota. And I was wondering, is your guest, are you familiar with that Sandy Hook, that Adam Lanza kid that supposedly shot all those people in Sandy Hook Elementary?
Yes, I was there 6 months after the fact. I went up there in June of 13. Sandy Hook, Connecticut, you're speaking of, happened on December the 14th of 12. I talked about this a little bit last week, that when I got there, everyone was so intimidated. I found out that they not only did not want to talk to me, but I even went by and knocked on the door of, what was his name, Robbie, who was caught smiling on the TV. He was,
Robbie Parker.
I knocked on his door, and then no one was home. And by the time I was pulling away to leave, his neighbor came in. And I drove down to the neighbor's driveway and got out as he was getting out ahead of me, and told him why I was there and what I was interested in. And he said, "Oh no, I can't tell anything about that." I mean, that was his, the attitude of, gee, everybody in town. And I found out the ones that I did chat with on the street, they didn't know any more about the scene than I did, you know, from watching it on TV in Georgia. So, no, the whole thing was bogus.
Did you come to the conclusion that the whole thing just basically never happened?
Yes. The whole thing was a drill. The whole thing was phony. And as one cop has said recently, that there's no way that one guy, especially a skinny guy, weighed 110 pounds or something, could carry 60 pounds of stuff around with him. And but even forgetting all that, it's no way that one person could have gotten away with shooting that many people. Then we see now in recent times, one of the grieving fathers is, I believe I mentioned last week, is he's seen crying on TV on one day, and the next day he's dressed up in full combat regalia in the FBI combat SWAT team. And it's the same face, there's no doubt. So, yes, and we got the flashing lights around the scene that says, you know, you must register. It was a drill. It was, and if you, the best way to convince yourself of that is just pull up some of the sites and don't stop with one, but spend a few hours over the next month whenever you have an extra half an hour at another video.
Yeah. Thanks for your call. We got a break, and we're up against the top of the hour too. Can you stay over just a few minutes for us?
Why, sure.
Yeah.
Great. All right, Pat, you stay where you are, and we have Laura, and we have, I believe we have Chance and maybe another call, and then Art will be coming with us today in a little bit. So you stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back with that.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.